Welcome to Word Magic, the podcast that explores how the energy of words can shape our lives, our work, and our self-worth. I'm Elena Lipson, your host and believer in the power of resonance over grammar. As a mom, a wife, and a copywriter with over 17 years of experience in the online digital marketing space, I've witnessed the transformative impact of well-chosen words. In marketing, the energy behind our words can either attract or repel potential clients. In our personal lives, words can deepen bonds or divide them. Join me on this journey of self-discovery and wordplay, and let's unlock the magic of language together. This is Word Magic with Elena Lipson, and I'm thrilled you're here. Let's play. Welcome back to the Word Magic Podcast. I am on my way to somewhere again. Just kidding. I'm on my way home from the gym, and I was listening to a podcast, and I got so fired up because the conversation was all about, well, it's actually about copywriting, but they started talking about intuition and feelings, and they got into this really convoluted space where they called intuition the same as feelings. And I wanted to really dive into that because intuition is a huge part of my life, always has been since I was a little tiny girl. I've always heard that little voice inside my heart, my head. I can't quite, if I really lean into where I was hearing it, I called it the little voice. Just a little voice, but I feel like I heard it in a specific part of my sort of physiology in my left side of my head. now it's in my right side of my head, like kind of behind me on my right side. So we can get into the details of this in a little bit of how you listen to your intuition, but I wanted to have this conversation because intuition is a huge part of copywriting. Intuition is a huge part of engaging with clients. Intuition is a huge part of how you grow your business and the decisions that you make, or if you're working for a company, the decisions you make within that company and in your life in general. Intuition is always there, always available for you. And there are ways to turn up your intuition. There are ways to turn down your intuition, usually not on purpose, but because we are too focused on the thoughts in our head. We're too focused on distractions outside of us, and we're letting the external world mute and quiet our intuitive voice and our intuitive knowing. And intuition itself, I'm not going to get into the five different types of clairs and audio and visual and how you hear them. You get to decide and you know yourself. So I'm not going to walk you through that. If you want to know more, leave me a little voice note here on this app or DM me and let me know what specific questions you have around intuition. But specifically, I want to break down how I use intuition in my business and the difference between intuition and feelings. They are not the same things. So first of all, how I use intuition in my business. I use intuition in every single part of my life, but I want to speak specifically to your work and how I work with it. When I am in tune and aligned and listening, which means that I'm doing the things that turn up my intuition, such as spending time in nature, which I get to do a lot because I have three dogs that need walks all the time. And I happen to live in a very forested, mountainy lake area. So I'm pretty much always in nature as soon as I step outside my door. But there's a difference between walking my dogs or even taking myself for a walk and listening to a podcast versus being in presence and awareness with nature. So allowing myself to be fully present and aware with nature allows thoughts to bubble up. And those thoughts are like, kind of like that. I worked with an editor once who called it like the coughing a little bit before you speak, like getting rid of that, the stagnation, getting rid of the cobwebs a little bit, right? So it allows me to actually hear my own thoughts. And once I hear my own thoughts, I can start noticing like, wow, there's a lot of noise in my head, right? The other thing that helps with tuning in to your own thoughts and your intuition and what's going on within you, and even listening to guidance from your higher power, your highest self, whatever you relate to most, is silence. And silence is something that is more and more elusive for many of us these days, because we are in a constant state of wanting some sort of information, distraction, entertainment, from our lives and from some of the shitty stuff that's happening in the world, right? And there's a lot you can find as soon as you turn on pretty much any social media channel, any news channel. There's no shortage of bad news. So we need to be mindful of not constantly taking that in, even by accident, because even if you're scrolling for just pure joy and entertainment, the algorithm, the feed will still show you things that you might not have intended to see. And it's not like I believe you need to shelter yourself completely from all of that, but I believe you need to be intentional with it, right? Social media is meant to hook you in. It's meant to make you feel something. It's meant to invite you to buy things. So it's a very specific kind of engagement. It's very different from just even walking in a shopping mall where you can sort of avert your gaze, you know, but it's all very intentionally meant to draw your attention in a very specific way. And it literally shuts off your intuition because your mind and your internal stream is now filled with somebody else's desires for you, whether it's buy something, watch something, click on something, comment on something, be enraged by something, be delighted by something, be saddened by something, right? I know for me, I have scrolled and I'm like, I've gone from crying happy tears because I'm watching some baby, sweet little baby do something. I'm watching a reunion between family members. And then all of a sudden I'm seeing like some sad video of an animal being abused. And I'm going from like super happy to super sad in sometimes in seconds, right? And that will turn your intuition off very, very quickly unless you're doing it intentionally. So intuition for me in my business means being very intentional with my time, making space to engage with myself. And when I'm working with a client, or let's even take it back further than that, when I am being, or say someone referred a client to me and I am hopping on a call with them and I am fully, fully present, my intuition is very present and telling me either questions I need to ask, whether they said something that feels misaligned with the way I want to work with someone, whether they are trying to negotiate my pricing down, whether, you know, any of those things that happen, if I am fully present and engaged, I get to be really, really curious and listen to what my intuition is guiding me to say, to ask, to be present for. If I discount those things, if I hear a client trying to negotiate price, but I'm very clear on what my pricing is for this project, and I override my intuition that's telling me this is not going to be worth your time, this is going to be very complicated, they're going to want, you know, a lot more from you than they're willing to invest in, they're not going to be easy to work with because maybe they rescheduled the call once or twice, right? Like, there's always clues coming to you that is informing your intuition, both from your internal world and your external world. And if you're not listening, and if you go ahead and take that project anyway, yes, you're going to learn things. But the most important thing that you'll likely learn is that you should have listened to your intuition and politely declined this client opportunity, which is very tricky, especially if you're in a situation where you are really wanting that income, right? And there's money on the table for you. It might be less than you wanted, but it's there. And I have definitely done this. I've taken projects for less than I wanted to charge. And sometimes it worked out fine. Sometimes it didn't. But the worst part about it is that you have undercut yourself, right? Now, yes, there are situations where I do take a lower price project because I'm engaging with this person for the first time and there's potential for working together, you know, in a bigger way. So there's times where you strategically do that kind of thing, but that's also intuitively guided, right? It's like, okay, so maybe you're not getting the exact project fee that you wanted, but this is someone you really, really enjoy working with. It's going to be a lot of fun. And hey, you never know, they might refer you to someone. I do have a very clear referral, you know, a way that I ask for referrals. So all of that comes into play into my intuition. Then when I'm actually working on the project, I am very clear that my specific way of working on copy is unique. And the way it is unique is that I combine client research with strategy that is aligned for that particular person, their energy, how they want to show up, and my intuitive understanding of this person's like gifts and voice and essence, but not only theirs, but their clients. So I really tune in, and I do this by a very specific kind of research that I do when I'm researching the client's voice, when I'm researching their my client's voice and my client's voice, right? Because that's who I'm writing to. So intuition comes into play in my research because I'm not only looking at, okay, what's worked in the past, what hasn't worked, what are the conversion numbers, what are the email open rates, what are the click-through rates? All those things are very important to inform my intuition. And then I use my intuitive sort of knowing and my decades of experience that have informed my intuition to, when I'm writing the words, there's like this feeling that I get when I know I've written something that is really potent and really on brand and really engaging because it makes me feel something. So that's how I use my intuition. Now, I wanted to hop on the other side of that and distinguish between feelings versus intuition. Now, sometimes your intuition will tell you that this is the right next step, but it's not always going to feel good, right? If you wake up in the morning and your sort of intuitive knowing is like, oh, I will feel so much better for having done a workout. I will feel so much more myself and in integrity if I take that walk and meditate the way I said I was going to do last night. But it might not feel good in the moment. In fact, it might feel pretty uncomfortable to get up out of that cozy, warm bed and to leave your snuggly, warm cocoon and stop pressing snooze. But you know it's going to feel better for having done it. Right. In fact, I just saw a post this morning from Andrea Crowder, who posted her own workout and was saying, like, am I going to feel better for having done this? So it's exactly what I'm talking about. Yes, I feel much, much better after my workout. And I actually really enjoy my workout, but there's days where I'd rather stay in bed for sure. But I know I'll feel better for having done it. So your feelings are a reaction to your brain, your mind, trying to keep you safe and comfortable and in your comfort zone, right? We want to feel good. We want to feel cozy. Now, taking an opportunity that feels edgy, say for example, a client has invited you to work with them, or you're trying to pitch a client and it's kind of outside of your zone of comfort, which I have done many times. And I'm like, oh my God, this feels scary. This feels, like I'm going to fail. I can hear my little gremlins internally telling me this doesn't feel good. Now, if I listen to the gremlins of not feeling good, maybe I wouldn't take that client. Maybe I would just say, oh, I'm not ready. Oh, I don't have enough skills. Or, oh, they're not going to like it. I shouldn't even bother. That's feelings. And your feelings are going to do that for you because they want to keep you safe and cozy. Whereas my intuition's like, girl, you're going to grow with this. You're going to make a beautiful income. You're going to help this client make an impact. You're going to stretch and grow and learn and likely mess up a few times, if not many, but you're going to learn and you're going to create something really beautiful and you're going to feel incredible for having done it. So intuition is not about making you feel good. It's about doing things for your evolution and your growth, whereas your feelings are coming from so many things, like the weather, like your mood, like that argument you had last night with someone you love and you haven't quite resolved it yet, like, you know, not having had enough water, so you're irritable, like not getting good sleep last night, so you feel like you don't want to do anything, right? So you can see where I'm going. The feelings are not accurate representations of things that you want to do to grow yourself, your life, and your business. But your intuition is going to guide you towards growth, towards alignment, towards the things that you desire, towards the most you. Ooh, sorry, my car just made a beep. So those are the two things I wanted to just distinguish. And intuition, here's the takeaway for today. I want you to start playing with your intuition in a way that feels curious. Right. So for me, one of the ways that I've always played with my intuition, and I still do, is when I go into either a grocery store or I'm choosing what I want to eat for lunch today, I have this real quick like check-in with myself. So the first thing you want to do is find out where in your body you're feeling a yes and you're feeling a no. So one of the things that I love to do, and in fact, you can go listen to the embodiment episode because Anna takes me through an exercise where we get to that yes and we get to that no. And it's a very distinct feeling, right? For me, a yes is very light and bubbly, and I feel like an expansion in my heart center. And I'm almost smiling and kind of like leaning forward, and I'm almost like want to dance a little bit. That's how a yes feels in my body. And a no feels heavy. My shoulders slump a little bit. I feel like frowning a little bit. And it could be very nuanced, subtle reactions. If it was that easy, most people would be able to follow their intuition. But the trick is to weed out all of the distractions, to get quiet, even if it's just for a moment or two, a minute, right? 30 seconds even, and just even close your eyes, shutting out that external stimulation and asking yourself, okay, do I want a sandwich for lunch or a salad? What is it? You know, but before that, it's good to what Anna walks me through in that particular episode, embodiment episode, is think about a time where something felt really joyful and delightful, like a very happy memory, and really go into it just for a few seconds and feel where in your body that feels good, right? That's what a yes feels like. And then brush that off, take a deep breath, shake it off, and then go into what does a no feel like? So, and think about a time that felt really sad in your life, something that you did that maybe you didn't want to do, something that still doesn't feel good. Like, I don't want to move to Alaska. No. Right. So, and where do you feel that? Once you have a good sense of that, and this is something you can continue to refine, is you get to start navigating. Is this the next aligned step for me? Is this the next aligned client for me? Right. And really spend time in the little decisions in your day, like what do you want to eat for lunch? And should I, you know, invite so-and-so for coffee or whatever those little things are, and start to really tune up that relationship you have with your intuition, but know that your feelings are not the same thing as your intuition, because your feelings just want to keep you safe and cozy and warm, whereas your intuition might guide you towards doing something that's right for you, but it feels uncomfortable. And discomfort is not a compass for doing something or not. In fact, if you are someone who's growing, if you are someone who's taking on clients that feel like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm working with this client, or you're, you know, wanting to create a digital course, or you're wanting to write your sales page, or you've been putting that website copy or new email sequence on resistance for years or months, or, you know, you haven't done the thing you wanted to do, likely your intuition is telling you what the next right step is, but your feeling of overwhelm is stopping you because you don't want to feel overwhelmed. So you don't want to do it, which causes more overwhelm, ironically enough. So that is my rant for today. That is intuition versus feeling. And I'd love to know from you, how do you tune up your intuition? Do you have a relationship with it? Leave me a comment, find me on Instagram, and let's have a conversation. Thanks for being here today for another impromptu episode on intuition versus feeling. Thank you so much for being here today. If you're listening to this before July 11th and you're interested in a new way to do your copy with my eyes on your sales page, I'm hosting an amazing new workshop that is totally live, limited to only 8 people. It is hosted on July 11th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And if you register, you will get to bring your sales copy, a sales page, and we will audit your sales page and give you specific instructions on how to make that sales page sing to your most aligned client with the most specific copy so that your conversion can go much higher than it is now. There's a few changes that most people miss when it comes to creating highly converting sales pages, and I'm going to help you implement those changes on July 11th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And you will find the link in the show notes. And also you can head over to Instagram at Elena_Lipson, head over to my bio, and it'll be the first link in there. If you're listening to it after July 11th, then just watch for my Instagram for hosting another one, likely coming up in September. All right, I will talk to you soon.